Hello, welcome to Cyprus Beat, your daily news briefing brought to you by the Cyprus Mail News Team. I'm Paul Lambus with the latest news from the island. European Central Bank President Christine Lagarde, who was in Cyprus on Wednesday, said that while the island would inevitably be affected by rising inflation and deteriorating growth, its economy was better equipped to handle the crisis than it was previously. She said Europe was now faced with another crisis in the form of the Russian invasion of Ukraine, which she said was a significant economic shock owing to Europe's proximity to Russia and its dependence on its gas and oil. Lagarde was giving a keynote address at a conference organized by the Central Bank of Cyprus in Nicosia. The shock would be felt in Cyprus as well, she said, before praising the country for joining the rest of Europe in opposing the invasion and imposing sanctions against Russia. Regarding Cyprus, Lagarde said that the country will feel the sting of inflationary pressures stemming from its reliance on oil imports for power generation, while the tourism sector will suffer due to the sudden loss of the Russian and Ukrainian markets, which accounted for 27% and 5% of total arrivals in 2021 respectively. Moreover, the Cypriot professional services sector will also suffer, particularly due to the high foreign direct investment to and from Russia. The ECB president said a European approach is needed in the long term in order to adjust to the new reality. The test-to-stay policy will be extended as expected to health professionals starting on Friday, the Cabinet has decided. The decision was announced as part of efforts to contain the COVID-19 pandemic following a relevant Cabinet approval. It includes health professionals in public and private hospitals. The Council of Ministers also decided to extend the existing coronavirus measures until April 11, 2022. Test to stay was initially introduced to primary and secondary school children before it was extended to the National Guard, police and fire department. The Cabinet has also approved a bill giving Trade and Energy Minister Natasa Pilidis the power to set a maximum gross profit margin for traders in an attempt to stem price gouging as the cost of basic items continue to soar. Pilidis said that the bill would be submitted to the Parliament as soon as possible so that if it's necessary to employ in specific cases, it can be deployed immediately. Speaking after the Cabinet meeting, she said that imposing price ceilings on the goods themselves is not an effective way of dealing with rising costs for consumers, as there were constant price fluctuations in the market due to the ongoing COVID-19 pandemic and the war in Ukraine. The bill will see that any cap imposed on goods would be on the basis of gross profit instead of a price ceiling, though the minister already has the power to impose those if deemed necessary. The list of products included in the bill are bread, milk, water, Cyprus coffee, barley and corn. 50 unaccompanied minors were transferred on Wednesday evening from Burnada Migrant Reception Centre to an apartment complex in Pervolia, Larnaca, with 100 more expected to reach Paphos in the next few days. The 150 minors were originally scheduled to be relocated to accommodation in Famagusta following a Cabinet decision, but new locations had to be secured after the owner of the original accommodation unexpectedly retracted his offer last week. The Deputy Social Welfare Ministry said that 50 boys between the ages of 15 and 17 were transferred via bus to an apartment complex in Pervolia. The other 100 will go to different accommodation in Paphos. Burnada hit the headlines earlier this month after dozens of minors left the centre and camped near a church in Nicosia to protest over living conditions which were described as dismal, especially for unaccompanied minors. And finally, Nicosia police have arrested a 32-year-old woman in connection with a case of obtaining €24,000 from a couple under false pretenses. The money would allegedly pay for an operation on their allegedly injured daughter. The scam was reported to the police by a 66-year-old woman who said that while she was at her house in Nicosia at around 12:30 p.m. on Tuesday, she received a phone call from an unknown man who told her he was a doctor at the general hospital. He also said her daughter had hurt her leg and required surgery. The man requested €96,000 in cash for the operation and instructed them to meet at a specific location in Nicosia. According to the police, the woman, together with her husband, collected a large amount of money in cash and checks and went to the meeting point. There, a woman approached them and told them she was sent from the alleged doctor and received €24,000 from the couple before going into a nearby house. When the couple managed to contact their daughter and realized they had fallen victim of fraud, they reported the case to the police. That's all for today. For the latest news, commentary, and analysis, please visit www.cyprus-mail.com.